6.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
This morning's newsmaker segment brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, partnering together to nurture the land.
Who but John Deere protects you like this? Every 45 to 100 horsepower 5E utility tractor comes standard with our unflinching 5-year powertrain warranty from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's for residential or commercial use, doesn't matter to us. We build them to last, no matter what you do. So get to work, America. We've got your back. 5 years, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at Prairie Land Partners for details.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 7:20, 52 degrees, time for our newsmaker segment. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by Vicki Brooks of Newman Regional Health in to talk about the Flint Hills Senior Life Fair coming up on October the 18th. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it, and thanks for taking some time to join us on our newsmaker segment this morning, the Senior Life Fair, this year's program entitled Life at Its Best, coming up on October the 18th. What, the Anderson Building once again this year, Vicki?
Yes, it's going to be at the Anderson Building. That was our first location last year, and it worked out great, and so we're going back there again this year.
All right, what time do things get rolling on the 18th?
Well, our vendor booth will open at 8 o'clock in the morning that day.
Okay, and I know you have a long list of exciting presentations and programs, something for the seniors, and this, Vicki, once again, is absolutely free, correct?
That is correct. It is totally free for our seniors and their caregivers to attend. The only thing that we ask is a $7 charge if they want to eat lunch with us that day, and the Opie Chicken House is providing that for us. And like I said, it is $7. Advanced lunch registration needs to be made and turned in by October the 13th. And they can pick up flyers to register for lunch at the Lyon County Senior Centers, Lyon County Department on Aging, and Newman Regional Health Information Desks.
All right, let's talk about the event itself. Vendor booths will open up at 8 o'clock in the morning, but you have, looks like, great educational sessions as well, don't you?
We do. 9:15 will be our first educational session, and it's going to feature Laura Henderson, who is a funeral director with Charter Funerals. And she's going to discuss issues and questions that would commonly be encountered in arranging burial services, and then other issues that are commonly faced by families during that very emotional time. So something we've never presented before, but we felt like was really a good issue for seniors and something that people don't like to talk about, but a very important issue. So she'll be speaking at 9:15, and then we'll give them a little break again to tour some booths. And then at 10:30, our second educational session will feature Dr. Patrick Washington with HEAR USA, and he'll be discussing communication skills and tips for those with different levels of hearing, and also discuss some issues related to hearing aids if some of our seniors need to arrange for hearing aids as well. And then we will have a luncheon at 11:45. As I said before, it's catered by Opie Chicken House. And during the time that the seniors are eating, we will have entertainment provided by Emporia High School Corral. So we're excited to have them back again. They always do a great job. And then our keynote address starts at 12:45, and Jim Comer will present a humorous and hilarious real-life account of interacting with aging parents and their peers. Jim has been on already several times here on the radio, but he worked as an actor in New York and wrote some jokes for Bob Hope and Joan Rivers, wrote articles for the New York Times and the Washington Post, and then in 1996, Jim's life took a sudden detour when he had to quit his job and move back to Texas again to care for his aging parents. So he has a lot to present about, you know, being the caregivers for elderly parents, too, and the things that seniors need to be prepared for now in order to make that transition easier for their children as well.
Vicki.
And then at 1:45, we do end with some door prizes. All of our vendors will have a door prize to give away, and then we also give some cash door prizes away, and then all of our pretty table decorations we give away as well. So a pretty good chance that a lot of the seniors will win a door prize as they leave, too. And then the day ends at 2 o'clock.
Vicki Brooks, join us here on the KVOE Valiant Fiber Optic Studio line. Our newsmaker interview this morning as she previews the Senior Life Fair coming up next Wednesday, October 18th. Vicki, when we were talking on the Talk of Emporia last week, one of the things I thought was interesting, you mentioned that obviously this is the Senior Life Fair, so the seniors will have a lot of different booths to visit and the great informational sessions that you just pointed out. But this is also something that the adult children of seniors can get a lot of information out of as well.
That's true. Like I said, it's really important that we're prepared for our aging parents as, later years, and, how to care for them, and if they have to go into a nursing home, how to arrange that, or other issues that are related to caring for our aging parents. And so it is available for all caregivers and all seniors to attend this program.
And again, this is absolutely free, and included with that, Vicki, I guess you have free health screenings as well.
We do. From 9 to 11:30 in the morning, the LPN students from Flint Hills Tech College will be there checking people's blood pressures. And we also have a dentist coming from the health department to provide dental checkups as well. So some free health screenings from 9 to 11:30.
All right. And I know with the schedule, you kind of have it set up that after an educational session, there's a little bit of time to go back and visit the vendor booths. And those booths, some of them are more informational than anything else, but a wide range of topics being covered just from those booths, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. We have over 30 vendors going to be there this year with all different aspects of senior care. So there will be, like I said, there will be nursing homes there. There will be home health agencies there. There's a booth from the hospital there. Just a variety of booths there, all having services that they provide to our senior population. So a lot of information that people can glean from those booths as well as our educational sessions.
All right. The Flint Hills Senior Life Fair is close, coming up on October the 18th from 8 to 2 at the Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. It is a free event, but you do need to get registered for lunch, which will be provided by the Olpe Chicken House. And again, if people want to get registered for that lunch, Vicki, how can they do that?
They can pick up some flyers that are located at all of the area Lyon County Senior Centers, the Lyon County Department on Aging, and they're at the information booths at all of the information booths at Newman Regional Health.
I might
just mention, too, our sponsors, because we could not make the senior fair possible every year without the support of our sponsors, and we do have quite a few of those. But our diamond sponsors this year are At Home Healthcare, Newman Regional Health, the Cottages at Holiday Estate, Horizon Plaza, and Holiday Resort. So we really appreciate their services in helping us to provide this fair each and every year.
Real quick on lunch, is there a registration deadline if people want to register for lunch, when they need to have the registration in by, Vicki?
Yes, October the 13th, we would like to have those. And I can tell you that we will always order a few more meals that people can purchase the day of the fair. But if they really want to make sure they're going to get to eat Opie Chicken House that day, they do need to have their registrations in by October 13th.
Flint Hills Senior Life Fair, life at its best, October 18th, 8 to 2, Anderson Building, Lyon County Fairgrounds. It is a free event. Vicki, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Vicki Brooks talking about the Flint Hills Senior Life Fair, October the 18th. And our Newsmaker segment this morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, partnering together to nurture the land. Prairie Land Partners. KVOE Live and Local, 727, 53 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
What's better than homemade pie for Thanksgiving? Nothing. The Rollington Food Truck is